This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Optimizing your cow's eating behavior with Trevor DeVries, Canada Research Chair in Dairy Cattle Behavior and Welfare and professor at the Ontario Agricultural College of the Department of Animal Biosciences. Echoing what a lot of dairy farmers are concerned about these days, higher feed prices.
It's not only important what we feed to cows at the end of the day that dictates success, but how they consume that feed. And as just relayed to the inflation that we're seeing within our current economy, particularly on the feed side of things, makes it even more important that we get every last bit of nutrients out of those feeds. Anything that we can do to take advantage of what we're already doing, growing good crops, putting together good diets, and then making sure that those animals get the best value out of that is really what we need to be focused on. And so that's where the how of the cow, so what the cow actually does with that feed, is most important for us. And why do we care about this? These things dictate success. And at the core root, I think, and where my interest has always been, is that for a cow to, say, change how much food she eats, that has to be actually dictated by her feeding behavior.
Comments from Trevor DeVries, who says there's obviously a lot of things that influence health and production in cows, but simply the level of consumption is one of the biggest limiting factors.
Anything that we can do to promote feed consumption in cattle, particularly at those kind of critical time periods, like a fresh cow and that cow reaching her peak lactation, those are time periods where we want to do everything in our power to make sure that the cow's not limited and she's meeting her potential. And so one of those aspects is simply just the eating behavior of the cow, because the intake level of the cow, the dry matter intake level, is really a function of other aspects of the way that that cow eats. How many meals she has per day, how big are those meals, how much time does she spend eating, how fast she eats, the intake level of the cow, so how much she eats, is really a function of these things. So if you want a cow to eat more food, she has to have more meals per day, or she has to have bigger meals, or some combination. It's not a simple answer, but when we look at high production cows, high intake cows, those are the ones that are spending the most time at the feed bunk per day. They're getting up, they're having many meals, they're spending enough time there so that they can maximize their feed consumption. That's important for us to think about, because whether that's because of the diet itself or the management of the barn, the stocking density, all those kind of things, which may have or influence the ability of those cows to express these feeding behaviors. We want that cow to eat, as we were just saying, in small meals frequently, doing that consistently throughout the day, because at the end of the day, that's not only going to drive intake, but it's going to then also drive rumen health. And even probably more important is the efficiency of that rumen as well. And so we can actually gain more feed value by having those cows eat kind of in that good manner. Having feed available, trying to think about when cows are stimulated to eat, thinking about crowding situations and minimizing crowding, particularly for our most vulnerable animals, our close-up animals, our fresh animals. These things are even more important for, in terms of ensuring kind of success during those time periods.
And that's Dr. Trevor DeVries, Canada Research Chair in Dairy Cattle Behavior and Welfare and Professor at the Ontario Agricultural College of the Department of Animal Biosciences.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
The National 4-H Conference wraps up today.
National 4-H Conference was originally called the National 4-H Club Camp. That's because delegates who came to D.C. slept in tents on the grounds of the National Mall in front of USDA headquarters.
Shannon Harillo is with the National Institute of Food and Agriculture.
It's always been an opportunity for young people across our nation to gather in D.C. to interact with federal government officials, discuss national issues of importance, and to visit several federal buildings and facilities.
I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.